All right, you ain't going to believe this. But I want you to turn back to the very same scripture that Oscar preached on this morning. Exodus chapter number 12. When he was preaching on it, I began to study. There's some things that I got a hold of this week that I want to tell you before we start. They come on news that the Presbyterian denomination, the whole denomination worldwide, come together and voted whether to accept homosexuality in the church or not. And they lacked 7 votes of getting enough to pass it to take in homosexuals. Now, we're getting in bad shape. When they even consider something like that, even consider that. And I was talking to a holiness preacher down in Dublin, Georgia the other night. Was talking on the phone. He had phoned me, was talking. He is almost a crying. I've known him for years. Good man of God. He said, it's getting so bad now in the wholeness movement. Said they turned away from the King James Bible. And said they turned to the NIV. And said now, when we got to talking about reading people in through Romans, he said, yeah, that goes on. And he said, you get over in the wholeness movement, they'll get them in the altar and they'll try to beat it into them. Holler and hoot and yell and run and beat till they make a profession that they're saved. Now, one of them is just as bad as the other is.
Amen.
Amen. I give him a CD, Brother Larry Neal, and he listened to it. Larry Neal's a Baptist preacher. He listened to it and he said, I love that thing. Said the man said he got under conviction. His uncle was the pastor of the church. He went down to the front of the church and told his uncle, said, I want to get saved. I'm under conviction. The uncle said, well, just get down there and hold and pray. He said, I can't do you no good. Just get down there and work it out with God. And he said, I like that.
Amen.
He said, the wholeness bunch has got to work. Now, they're in this Bible. He said they got to work standards is all they live by. And they standards in this Bible for God's people.
Yes.
But it better come from the heart, David, instead of from the head of what somebody said.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I've changed different churches down through the time since I've been saved, and I've never changed, Barbara Jean, from one church to the other. Nothing, and I say or do, I have not changed. I long learned it from God. God taught my heart. I don't care if I go down to the most liberalist church that there is in this country. I've done my standards that God placed in my heart. David is still just like they was. I go down at Walmart. My standards at Walmart is just the same as they are right here inside of Mount Moriah Church. It's something that God done for me on the inside. Amen. That's where it all come from. It don't come out. I heard a man say one time, amen, he said, I'm going to change church. I'm going to go to a holy church where I have more standards. Why, God help her. If I can't find a standard out there at home in my own house or reading this book, what am I going to find down yonder church house? Amen. You get it from God. Let God quicken it to you. Let Him make it real. Let Him put it in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. God bless your heart. And there's a man not too far from here. I just 3 or 4 things I want to get right here. And just show you what's going on. There's a man that's not too far from here. Oscar was telling about during Christmas about him having blue lights around his house. So you know who I'm talking about. He said there's churches. Now, whether it's in Alabama or Georgia, I don't know. But said they were churches that they was flat taking the pews out of the church and putting in chairs and tables just like being at a restaurant. I said, what was their idea for doing that? He said, well, when they get tired of having church, they just move the chairs and tables over to the side and just have a dance or begin to play ball or do whatever. Amen. What in the world is our church is coming to, friend? It's time again that men got back telling people, you must be born again.
Yeah.
Amen. You must. I mean, it is they must have the Spirit, have the Holy Ghost, have God living in you, have to direct you, amen, when you are by yourself.
Amen.
Now, this is just a few things. Brother Reed Cooper, other night, when me and him was talking on the phone, he said up there in North Carolina, they was fixing to have a camp meeting just real close to him. And said the featured preacher that they had to start his name, the featured preacher at that camp meeting had several sodomite members in his church. Said just a week or two ago, he took in two lesbians as members. I come almost to asking him, hey man, are you going to go over there to that meeting? I bless your heart. What are we coming to? If we don't, I'll get back a hold of God again and get him at the house and at the church house and our everyday life. We're going to have a come up, have a loser.
Yes.
Amen. And he told a cartoon, and I'll get to the text. He said, the churches up there, he said, the deacons run the church, and the preacher didn't have a thing in the world to say with what was going on. He said, it was a pretty Sunday one Sunday. And said, the deacons phoned him and said, Pastor, we're not going to have no service today. Day's a real pretty Sunday. A real pretty sunny day. So we're going to take our members and we're going to go to Dollywood. We're not going to have no service today. Ain't God not like what he come back with. He said they'd be selling popsicles in hell. How before I'd pastor a church like that. Hey man, it's time. We got back. To the Word of God again. Amen. Get back to that lamb. That you were preaching about. Now let's read my text. I told David about this morning, come on my mind. I preached this several years ago. I forgot all about it. Amen. To Oscar preached this morning, but in Exodus chapter number 12, I'll read just a few verses, about four verses, maybe a little more, I don't know. Anyhow, the same verses that Oscar read. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers. A lamb for a foreign house. Now you listen, for if the household be too little, for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for this lamb. I'll stop reading right there. And Oscar preached this morning, amen, on about too much lamb. I want to preach tonight on more lamb than you can handle. Amen. More lamb than you can handle. I'm telling you right now. We don't realize that this world, I don't realize it in Revelation. Chapter number 5, when they was had that. God, that roll of that book. And God, that no man could untie. Moses wasn't worthy. Amen. Daniel wasn't worthy. I wasn't no man worthy. I'd loose the seals of that book. But they looked in the midst, and there stood a lamb, as it was slain from the foundation of the world. Thanks be unto God. That lamb is more than this world can handle. How you might handle me. How you might get me. How to quiet and damn. Our change. How but this lamb. Thank God you cannot handle this lamb.
Amen.
There's more of it than you can handle.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how much you eat of it, there's still more of it that you can handle. Amen. I bless your heart. Let's look just for a while at just a few places in the Word of God. Now we know that in the beginning Christ made this thing. He spoke it into existence. Thank God this is His world. He owns it. He's the author of it. He rules in the affairs of man. Thank God in Proverbs 21 and verse 1 He said the heart of the king is in the hand of God. He's more lamb and God than Obama, Harry, our Nancy Pelosi, or anyone else I can handle. He spoke it into existence. Amen. Then people decided. Thank God. Now, the Bible said because of transgression, the law came. Amen. Can you imagine before the automobiles come, there being a speed limit out here, 55 miles an hour. What brought on the 55 mile an hour was automobiles driving 60. Amen. How then they made the law. What brought on the law? It was people of transgression. I'm doing again the will of God. So God made laws for it. I bless your heart in the Bible. I tells us in Genesis, in Noah's day, have they corrupted his way.
Yeah. Amen.
Didn't say they corrupted Noah's way. Didn't say that they corrupted, amen, the preacher's way. And I'm pretty well qualified. They were pretty religious in that day. I'm pretty well qualified. They had the Baptist on one corner, the Methodist on another, Church of God on another. I'm pretty well qualified. They was religious. But God bless your heart, they kept on. Ate and drank and married and given in marriage. Amen, the earth was filled with violence. Thanks be unto God. It looked down, that lamb looked down. Thank God, then they got more lamb than they could handle. Thanks be unto God. Thank God, he come down and told Noah. He said, you found grace in my eyes. Thank God, he gave him a plan. I'm glad God I give the church a plan on how to build an ark and be in safety. If we don't, I do like the scripture says, I will be like Noah today. Have more lamb than we can handle.
Amen.
I can just picture them now. Just like they're doing right now. I'd say these people in this community right now. I'm talking about us. It's right here at Mount Moriah Church. Can you imagine that? Hey, man, them off up there. And me here with a good cold beer watching television or whatever, having a good time. But David, they's coming today. When they gonna find out? There's more lamb than they can handle. God bless show her. I that lamb when Noah. I built the ark. That lamb. I caused every beast how to go in the ark. Amen. People think how they're smart when they trap a beast and put it in the trap category somewhere and turn it loose. But all God had to do was get in the heart of that beast and it went in that ark. It was more lamb than the animals I could handle. I like the part about the Bible saying, he said, Noah, bring that out of thy household and come in the ark. He didn't say go in. Amen. He said come in. I'm glad the lamb was already in there. Bible said from the get-to of clean beasts. But I know of eight lambs was in there. It wasn't just seven. They was eight. Hallelujah. They had seven. A clean one. Then there was the Lamb of God. He was in there. Hallelujah. He shut to the door. How they're wringing their hands today. And worried about how nuclear warheads. How worried about how Muslim. I tell you what I'm worried about is God. I'm getting hard on this sin that's going on in this world. I can tell you, and I'd like to tell Obama, there's more lamb than he can handle.
Sure.
Hey man, got in that thing. God shut through the door. Hey man, somebody thinks they got the monopoly over this thing. But God's the one that's got the monopoly. He's the one that says come in. He's the one that opens the door. He's the one that gets you in. He's the one that shuts the door. He's the one that protects you. He's the one. Hallelujah. You can't find nothing in Him in this book but Him.
Right.
I thought sometimes they'll change the name of the Bible from Bible to hymn book. Because it's all about Him. Hallelujah. Brother Neil Bridges calls it God's divine library. Hallelujah. Everything is centered around Him. But that crowd, I don't know. I've tried different places to read. I to find out to see if they had any kind of estimate of how many people how they was in the days of Noah. The flood destroyed. I don't know. I can't find David nowhere. Or they even have an idea. But I do know one thing. There was more lamb there than that crowd could handle. Hallelujah. Thank God he broke up the deep and caused the water to begin to rise. He caused it to begin to rain. And God of the lamb destroyed that crooked and perverse generation.
Amen.
More lamb than you can handle. I like that, don't you? Amen. There's more lamb than this whole world can handle. Bless your heart. You know, back over there in the book, amen, Genesis chapter number 19, how you'll find them Sodomites. Thank God thought they could outdo Lot. And probably could have, would have, if God hadn't stepped in. Amen, sent angels down there. But I'm going to tell you something. They found out there was more lamb than they could handle. When the angels got Lot and his family and brought them out of there. Amen, I read here a while back where a man said, a bolt of lightning come and burnt the city up. I thought, my God, man, how dumb
can you be? Thank God he'd rain fire and he'd rain brimstone. Who put it down there, preacher? That lamb is just too much. A lamb for him to handle. Hallelujah. He rained fire and brimstone on that place. There's more in that thing than you can get preached out in spite of the world. Whether more lamb than you can handle. Amen. In 2 Chronicles, I read where Jehoshaphat was a man. He was after God's heart. Boy, I mean, he is after God's heart. But after about 17 years of being a king, he made leave. Thank God with Ahab. Joined up with the most wickedest king ever been on the face of this earth. I bless your heart. And the man of God come and told him, why did you yoke up with them people? That God hated. Well, I thought he loved everybody. Read your Bible.
Yeah.
He said God hated them. You know what Jehoshaphat done? He didn't say, hey church, let's get us some signs and marks. Amen. Let's stand up and let our voices be heard. Let's let railroad. Let us. Amen. A conservative. And put him in there for king. Amen. Doing all this stuff. I'm no siree. I'm Jehoshaphat. I've got their wives. I've got their kids. I've headed in the house of God. I got them on the face and began to pray. And God heard their answer. Then that crowd that was a coming against them found more lamb than they could handle.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, you ain't going out fast.
Yeah.
He said, just point you out some musicians. And let them sing. Amen. I just sung their way out of that. No, they prayed their way out of it before they started singing. Amen. They begin to sing. Then the enemy, they look one at the other. Amen. I can just see them now when it's coming in too. A different nation come. One of them looked over at the other and said, I don't like your look. And he looked over and he said, I don't like yours either. So they just started fighting amongst themselves while Joshua had Jehoshaphat and him sung. They were too much. I ain't no lamb for them people to handle. He just called them how to kill one another.
Amen.
I texted a man yesterday and asked him a question, a preacher. I said, if God was able in this Bible to send one angel at night and slay 185,000, I said, do you supposing he could still do that today?
Amen.
You know the difference now in us fighting our enemies and them fighting them? They had the lamb.
Right.
Amen. They didn't. I tried to get Russia to join up with them. I didn't try to get North Korea to join up with them. Amen. They got a hold of headquarters. And it wasn't Cleveland, Tennessee either. Hallelujah. How they got a hold of the lamb. How the lamb sent confusion among the enemy. And they killed one another. You know what? If America would turn and repent, or repent and turn, whichever way you want to put it, Barbara Jean and turn back to God like they ought to, I believe God's still able to this day. You know if he could take an old king, amen, and send him on the outside, and make him get down on his hands and knees, and begin to eat grass for about 7 years.
Yeah.
And it would just delight me to see the people of God get a hold of that lamb. More lamb than they can handle. Old woman can handle. I'd like to see God send an angel through that white house and get old woman on the outside. We'll have to have no lawnmower. Thank God he can mow it himself. I bless your heart. God's still able. In the day we're in. I'll do it today. How the problem is, how we're trusting in everything. It's just the Lamb.
Amen.
You don't finish this, I'm going to get out. Amen. God bless your heart. Thank God, that's more lamb than you can handle. You know what? I always thought myself a man. I took care of my own problems whenever I had them. One way or other, I'd take care of them. But done, hey God, I found one night more lamb than I could handle. He come by where I was, and me asleep, David, and paid me a visit. When I woke up, there was more lamb than I could handle. I had to make my way to the house of God and repent and call on of that Lamb of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's what our generation needs to hear today.
Yes.
The Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He don't come to save people in their sins, but He comes to take them away. Amen. Amen. Somebody, after I got saved, said, "Preacher, what all did you have to quit?" I said, "I didn't have to quit nothing." Amen. They looked at me like I was dumb. Said, "What are you used to curse?" I said, "I didn't have to quit it." Amen. I didn't have to quit drinking. I didn't have to quit stealing. I didn't have to quit my meanness. Amen. God bless your heart. When that lamb moved in, that lamb put the nature of God in me. He took every bit of that desire out of my heart. Amen. Till I have out of desire of the lamb.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. If it gets a hold of you, it'll get more than you have.
Hallelujah.
You might come to the altar, slam a little snot, as old Bulldog Charlie said about his mama whooping him. Said she whooped me. I cried, she quit, and I felt better. A lot of people think feeling better, crying and feeling better is getting religious.
Come on.
I cried. I felt better. But the feelings I got to rid of me is the one I got down on the inside.
Amen.
Changed that desire. I said, "Lord, I can't hardly preach without it." I went into work on Monday morning. The time clock just is about to serve near the wall. From the inside door, no Church of God preacher, he was scared to say anything to me. Most of the time I come in Monday, you didn't say nothing. Or you'd hear something you didn't want to hear. He kind of drawed up knots and beautiful bed. And I said, "Man, it's beautiful and pretty up there." He looked at me and said, "What happened to you?" I said, "I got born again." Hey, God didn't take just a minute done. Until I cleaned every bit of that out. Around the time clock. What happened, preacher? I got a hold of the lamb. And the lamb. I got a hold of me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Some people says all you got to do is just make a decision. I'll say this much, you got to make a decision. But there's more to it than that.
Yes,
you got to decide whether you're going to repent or whether you're going to rebel.
Right.
You've got to make a decision.
Right.
But just a decision won't change you.
Right.
Somebody says you can't quit drinking. I bet I quit 1,000 times. Problem is you can't stay quiet.
Right.
You've got to have deliverance. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, when Jehoshaphat here, when they slew all these, I slew one another. I bless your heart, God. Wrought a victory. The Lamb of God wrought a victory for Jehoshaphat. How did they get it? Getting in the house of God. Getting their wives, getting their children, and calling on the Lamb.
Amen.
And it was more Lamb than they could handle. I like that, don't you? And done here for them, I'm about ready to lay down. But this Bible is full of that.
Sure is.
Amen. No job. Sennacherib told Hezekiah that time. Said, there ain't no use you coming out here. I've done whooped all the rest of them. I'm going to get you too. You know, I told my wife last night, I got a few history books, a few books. You can have your opinion about them. I have mine. But I read in that what they found of the history of Sennacherib. And said all the histories that the men in that read in that met what this Bible said, except for one thing, where the come down angel come to slew the 185,000. It was not in Sennacherib's history. He didn't want nobody to know he had been defeated. Amen. Said, oh, you might as well come home. You just as might as well could give up. You've been told that day after day that the enemy will tell you how you're on the losing battle. Amen. You ain't going to make it because nobody likes you. Well, get your number and stand in line. Hey, you ain't doing this one. Bless your heart. I said, you ain't going to win. Thank God to God for Hezekiah. And Isaiah had a letter. And carried and laid it down on the altar before God. And said, God, you see that letter. And God, I read that letter. And God sent an angel. And slew 185,000. You know what that was? More lamb than they could handle. Hallelujah. You woke up next morning, the valley was full.
Yeah.
Of dead people.
Right.
You know, it gives me encouragement when I read things like that.
Yeah.
You know, if America don't change, she's going to go into bondage.
Sure. It's about there now.
God warned Judah and Israel through Jeremiah. Jeremiah wept and he cried and he preached and he prophesied. And they was more than just him. There was other prophets there too. But they would not take no heed to him, just like I 2015 having ears to hear and cannot hear. Eyes to see and cannot see. Amen. Hearts are hard that cannot believe. But bless your heart. God took old Hezekiah and Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. Now let me stop right there just a minute. You better be careful what you say about Obama. Speak about his weakness all you want to, but you better be careful about him.
Amen.
Hezekiah, Nebuchadnezzar was wicked. But God said in Jeremiah, my servant, Nebuchadnezzar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Obama is?
Yes, a servant.
He's a servant of God, just like this right here. He's not saved, but he's a servant.
Mm-hmm.
God sent him down there. And God told him that they're going to be in bondage. After 70 years, not 69 years, 364 days, but they're going to be 70 years in bondage. Thank you to God, their rebellion, how they found more lamb than they could handle.
Amen.
And America's fixing to do that.
Yes, sir.
In the book of Jude, and we'll try to hush. in the book of Jude. I find in there where the Bible said the Lord is coming back with 10,000 of His angels to execute judgment upon them that are ungodly.
Amen.
This world is fixing to find more lamb than they can handle.
Yes.
You know, at that time, they were just a certain population.
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding, when He comes again, every eye's going to see Him.
Yeah.
Even to them that pierced His side.
Yeah.
Everybody that ever lived on the face of this earth is going to stand there, and they're going to find more lamb than they can handle. Hey, man, hear a man a week or so ago preaching on, hey, man, over there about the virgins. And if he ever preached it like it's wrote in this book, he preached it like it was wrote in the book. Thank God he preached about, hey, man, where he going to set the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Thank God they're going to find more lamb on that day than they can handle. And he's going to say to them on the left, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And to them on the right, welcome in to the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
This world, as Oscar said this morning, eat all the lamb you can get. But there's also going to come a time there's going to be more lamb than you can handle.
Right.
That old king, the one in the book of Herod, made a great orientation, made a great speech. I can just see him maybe with his three-piece suit with thumbs hooked in that vest. And everybody said, oh, he's a God, he's a God, he's a God. But he took the glory. Then he found more lamb than he could handle.
Amen.
Bible said he fell down dead, and the worms eat him up. Amen. Don't you ever get proud, boastful, high-minded, exalted, and lifted up, stay down. I believe I said it to the younger. Other than I don't watch night service, America don't need to go up. America needs to come down and get humble and realize there's more lamb than we can handle. That Bible is full of it. Can you imagine in the book of Revelation them coming to make war for the Lamb of God? Now that is plain stupid. I couldn't war against the Spirit of the Holy Ghost conviction. Let alone him coming on a white horse and God help me. There's more lamb than this world can handle. Brother Oscar, it's yours.